From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you with another edition of the Living Truth broadcast originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. This week, we are going back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. Last week, we had the opportunity of spending some time in that passage of Scripture where we were talking about the effect of the Scripture in our lives. But as I've been looking at this passage of Scripture, it just seemingly comes alive more and more as I read it. In fact, I was just talking to somebody this morning as I'm putting together these programs, that every time you pick up the Bible to read it, you learn something more. You see something that you did not see the previous time that you read that particular passage. And that's simply because of the fact that God's Word is alive. I mean, it is alive. It's active. It's not dead. And even as we've been learning here from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, God's Word really does work effectually in the lives of those that believe it. And so we spent time in this particular verse last week, and this week we are going to spend time looking at just one word in that verse, because that one word is the key word in receiving anything from God. Look again at 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13, and I trust that you have your Bible open there. If you don't, just listen carefully. If you do, follow along carefully. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13, Paul says this, as he is writing under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." Now, last week we took time to expound upon that verse, and so I would encourage you, if you missed any of the broadcasts last week, to contact us, and we will be delighted to send you a CD of the exposition of that particular verse that we took time to focus on last week. But this week, we are simply looking at one little verse, a word, I should say, in that verse. And it's the word believe, the very last word in 1 Thessalonians 2:13. It talks about the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Here's the point, beloved. If God's word is going to work in our lives, then we must believe. Did you hear that? If God's word is going to work in our lives, then we must believe. Believe what, you may ask? Well, three things that we're going to focus on this week. Number one, we must believe in the existence of God. Number two, we must believe in the efficacy of Christ. And number three, we must believe in the effect of the Scripture. If God's Word is going to work in our lives, number one, we must believe in the existence of God. And that is absolutely true. And I say that because the belief or the confidence in the existence of God is the foundation for all right belief as it comes to our Christian life, as it comes to the things of the Lord. In other words, if an individual does not believe in the existence of God, then obviously that person is not going to be focusing on the Word of God. And consequently, the Word of God will be having no effect in that individual's life. So The belief or the confidence in the existence of God is the foundation for all right belief. So let's look at this concept of the existence of God as it relates to belief and as it relates to faith. Turn with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 is often referred to as the Hall of Faith. You know, there are halls of fame, like the Baseball Hall of Fame or the Football Hall of Fame. Well, what we have in Hebrews chapter 11 is the Biblical Hall of Faith. Those who have had great faith in the Lord are a part of this Hall of Fame, which we call the Biblical Hall of Faith. And I'm sure that most of you are familiar with Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." We won't take the time to focus on that here today, but boy, that is a verse of Scripture that should and could be focused on, that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In other words, it's the belief that God's going to work before he works. That's true. Faith is the belief that God is going to work even before he works. The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And then because of the fact that we do know that God's going to work, we live our life, we go forward as if God has already worked because we know he will work. And that, of course, is what the concept of faith is all about. But drop down to verse 6 of Hebrews chapter 11, where it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him," that is, God. "For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." What a verse of Scripture. Let me read it again. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. "Without faith," but without faith, think of that, "but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." The fact of the matter is, beloved, that without faith, it is impossible to please God no matter what. Without faith, it is impossible to please God no matter what. Now, we're talking about the fact that believing is seeing. And keep in mind that when we talk about the word faith or the word belief, we're really talking about the same thing. And I would suppose that you could say that faith is a noun and belief is a verb. Belief is the concept of putting faith into action, as it were. And as we look at this particular verse, we see that it is teaching us that we have got to believe that God exists if we're going to receive anything from God or his word. Do you see it there in Hebrews 11, 6? It says, "For without faith it is impossible to please him." And then it says, "For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Now, in reality, that verse very clearly says that if we're going to have faith, we need to believe in the existence of God. But what we see there also in Hebrews 11 and verse 6 are the three elements of faith, or the three elements of belief. Look at your verse again, Hebrews 11 and verse 6, where it says, "For he that cometh to God must believe that he is." That's what we refer to as the intellectual element of belief. The simple recognition that God does exist. And of course, we can see the existence of God in creation. That is how the universe reveals his greatness. We can see the existence of God in the revelation of biblical truth. We can see the existence of God in the way the Spirit of God teaches us, and we can go on and on. But faith or belief starts by recognizing that God does exist intellectually. But then secondly, we see the emotional element of belief in this verse, where it says, "He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder." Now, we call this the emotional element of belief because it means that we recognize that God has the will, the desire, and the ability to meet all of our needs. Whether we are talking about the need of salvation or the need of daily provision, whatever the case is, the emotional element of belief is recognizing that God has the will, the desire, and the ability to meet our needs. But then there's a third element of faith or belief in this verse, and that's the willful element, where it says that he that cometh to God must believe that he is intellectually, and that he is a rewarder, the emotional belief, and finally, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In other words, this idea of diligently seeking the Lord simply means that when we diligently seek God, and that phrase diligently seek simply means to search in a tremendous way, or to investigate, or to seek after, or even to worship. When we approach God in that way, by trusting Jesus Christ as Savior and by trusting God for daily provision, we believe that God will meet our needs. And so you see, when we are talking about the fact that we've got to believe in the existence of God and that that's the first step towards true belief, it means that we must believe that intellectually he exists, emotionally he is a rewarder, and willfully he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I trust that you are one who truly does believe in the existence of God, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him, because the more we seek after God, the more we truly are going to see God work in our lives for his honor and for his glory. So belief starts by believing in the existence of God. Tomorrow we're going to continue and look at the fact that belief continues as we look at the efficacy of Christ. What does that mean? Well, join us tomorrow and we'll study it together. Until then, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.